you just talk about the fight in the team? Obviously, it's a desperation, but how you battled all the way to the finish?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've been with this group all year, and we've been seeing it all year. That's what good teams do is they, when they get put in tight corners, they show their true colors. So I'm just proud of the guys. You know, we obviously didn't have the right jump that we wanted to in game three. So for us to come back down 3-0, it's a really difficult situation. And it's just a good learning experience, I think, too.
Alex, obviously game three was somewhat of an anomaly losing the way that you did, but when you take a look at the entire series, what areas was Toronto that much better than you guys?
Yeah, you know, you look up and down their roster, obviously very, very talented, but I mean, I think it's just a team that's built very similarly to us. I guess that the word that I think of when I think of them is just very mature. You know, they just played an NHL-style game, really tenacious. You watch that Vegas team, and I see a lot of similarities. Play with speed, confidence, and that's what it's all about at this time of year, is doing the really minute details and executing them well. And I think that they did that to a T.
As good of a team as they are, though, I mean, three of these four games really could have gone either way. Does that make it, you know, a little bit tougher for you guys to be sitting here with their season over?
No, I don't. I think... Yeah, I think that in the playoffs, every game is going to be like that. And so, to me, you can't really hang your hat on there are three close games because they swept us. And that's the reality of the situation. And so they won three of the games that were really close, and that's what matters. So, like I said, you know, just credit to the guys. They did a great job, and but credit to the Marlies, too. They were fantastic.
Despite the outcome of this series, what does it really mean to you and the guys in this room to make it this far into the postseason and prove to yourselves and the fans that you guys are contenders?
For sure. I guess I think back to last year when I first came in, and we have so many young guys, a good young core here in Philly, and obviously a great veteran group as well to complement the young guys. And I feel like we came in here last year, and well, at least that's when I got here, and you know, we just wanted to build something, and you know, they hadn't made the playoffs in 7 years before last year, so just try and take pride in Lehigh Valley, and obviously we all want to make it to the Flyers, but it's important to embrace where you're at, and I think it's just there's a lot of positivity in terms of the young group coming up.
The winning goal, to get it away a little quicker than you thought?
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, for sure one of those that you want to have. But in the same breath, he's also an extremely good player, and he made an extremely good play. However, you know, I got to find a way to keep that out, just given the circumstances of the game. So, like I said, treat everything as a learning experience, and we're going to take the experience from this game, so invaluable, whether you're with the Phantoms or the Flyers or whoever next year, and we're just going to try and learn.
You seem like on that goal that he never looked at it. Didn't see it. Did,